I was brought into MyLab programs when I was in elementary school, brought to Carswell Air Force Base, where we went through all sorts of experiments and training.
Carswell's locked out.
Do you know who they were working for?
The Navy.
Okay.
This is Brian Coffrin, a.k.a. Justin Carter. I'm a security industry specialist who worked for a private security company in Seattle, Washington. I am no longer employed by this company. I chose to leave because I could no longer in good conscience work for a corrupt company that is involved in a highly illegal federal program that is blatantly violating the constitutional rights of American citizens on a daily basis.
The military, you know, they pioneered the internet, DARPA. And now they are pioneering our interface to our brain. It's so funny because the military contacted me and asked if I would help them. And I'm reluctant to do that because I like talking about everything. And it would be top secret, whatever they told me. So it's like, I don't know. I have a lot of ideas, but I don't want to know what you're doing because I only want to know what's public. So this is public. But how they're doing it is not public. And the different applications for it on the battlefield are not public.
It is with laws that protect whistleblowers in mind that I am choosing to make this information available to the public. By doing so, I hope to put pressure on those in power in this country to investigate those involved in this social engineering program and bring them to justice.
There are new technologies, and a lot of them are being developed by startups and the military that are going to allow us to much more accurately measure and actually communicate with your brain. Now, the nice thing about this technology is it's non-invasive, meaning they don't have to crack open your skull and put a chip inside.
The true way that this technology works is that a complete DNA profile is obtained from the target, from the individual, the targeted individual. And then this information, the DNA of the individual, is used to determine the resonant frequency of the DNA itself. The resonant frequency is then used to fine-tune the technology, the radio frequency signals, the microwave auditory effect, and all of the other aspects of the technology to tune it perfectly to the resonant frequency of the targeted individual's DNA. And they can read your thoughts verbatim as they occur within your own mind.
All of us speak to ourselves in our head. That's how it's strange that we have to communicate to ourselves by speaking, right? But we will just sit there talking to ourselves. So as we are talking, there's a certain pattern for every word we say. What they're doing is looking at the pattern in the brain, and then they're matching that pattern. They're putting that into a database. If you think of those words, and the beauty of this is most of the words in the dictionary we don't say, but a subset of these words, actually a small subset, we use all the time. So if you can match the patterns in somebody's brain to the patterns in the database, you can literally start to read their mind. Every time a word comes up, you know it. Oh, that word came up for that individual. Now, will the patterns be identical in every person? Probably not, though the information will be stored in slightly different places. But it wouldn't take long for you to train a machine to read your mind. Now, that's just the beginning. They may be able to have algorithms sophisticated enough, and they get enough samples, enough data, that the AI could actually learn over time what the general rules are for different words, and then you could apply it to anybody. Without verbalizing anything, you could literally start to talk, communicate with other people. So my lecture, we could all be standing here silently. And I could just be communicating it to you. I could be talking, you would talk to people. You could literally have conversations with people without ever getting on your phone anywhere in the world. You know, goodbye WeChat or Google Hangouts. We could all just be on our brainwaves, right? Communicating with our friends. They could be dropping in on us. Very strange if we think about it.
So that when that person goes to speak out about it, when they go to seek help from their fellow human beings, and their fellow human beings say, "What is it that's happening to you?" The target will then say, "I'm hearing voices inside my head."
But these would be controlled hallucinations run by algorithms.
And they will conclude that this person must be crazy. And as a result, they will recommend psychological evaluation for that person. You can see the way this is going to go and the way it is going right now. As good people, helpless people that are being abused and tortured and enslaved and experimented upon in America today, American citizens cry out for help from their fellow Americans, and their fellow Americans say, "Why don't you take some Prozac? Because we think you're schizophrenic." When this is a highly technical program, all of the symptoms are induced by a technology that is so fucking sophisticated, it is horrifying beyond description. This technology can also tap into the optical nerve of the target and the auditory system of the target so that those monitoring the target can see what the target is seeing and hear what the target is hearing. This information is then downloaded and stored on a computer in a highly secure classified site on servers that are guarded by some of the tightest security in the world.
Now this is where, if you can transfer knowledge and you can communicate, because your brain is wirelessly connected to the internet, there's no reason you couldn't extract memories, which are just data, out of one brain and put them in another brain. When our brains are connected to the internet, our physical bodies become less important. The next thing that is really interesting is, you know, everybody's talking about augmented reality and VR right now. If you've taken any drugs like LSD, suddenly it becomes real, right? Our minds are actually doing AR or VR, right? Putting dragons in the room and creating like all this stuff. The point is, we are able to do that with our brains as they exist right now. So there's no need for external hardware. Once we tap into the brain, our minds itself can actually create overlays of AR and VR. If we have algorithms that stimulate the right things and give it the right data, we could literally see a screen pop up. We call it hallucinating, right? But these would be controlled hallucinations run by algorithms that would give us everything AR would without any glasses, without any contact lenses.
This technology can be used to beam images and even motion pictures into one's brain. Images and motion pictures that are so realistic that you think you're actually watching a movie or seeing something in reality. It's like a virtual reality 3D rendering. that takes place within the target's mind.
But you can imagine us entering entirely living in the real world as we do now, and also living in this virtual world where they are combined.
It never happened in this country, maybe in Hitler's Germany or something. And then I find out the MK Ultra thing, that exactly that was done in over 200 medical schools and mental hospitals.
What is MK Ultra? I don't recall that.
That was the program, the CIA's program for under the Technical Services Division to experiment on population centers with disease and drugs.
And what years was this?
It started in the 50s and lasted until the 70s, when Jack Anderson began to expose it, and then the media caught on to it, and the Congress investigated, and the CIA, by the way, destroyed thousands of files of victims, people that had, you know, experimented upon, so they could never get their files and sue. Mm. And supposedly it was stopped, except it was such a broad program that there was never any one bill that said stop this. It was just that the exposure made everybody presume that the thing would be stopped. And I you have to be very troubled and very skeptical. Not one person was punished. Not one person involved lost a paycheck or was censored or was fired or much less jailed for those, you know, for the experimentation on American citizens with disease and drugs.